Anti-blasphemy Pakistan cleric admits sexually assaulting male student. By Gabrielle Reyes on June 23, 2021. A Pakistani Muslim cleric confessed Monday to sexually assaulting his male student at an Islamic religious school, police holding the cleric told Pakistan's Dawn newspaper. I made the student a target of my lust with the lure of passing him. In his exams, Aziz Ur Rahman, an Islamic mufti or religious scholar in his early 60s, confessed to police during an interrogation in Lahore on June 21. An unidentified male victim, believed to be in his early 20s, registered a complaint against Rahman at a Lahore police station in mid-June alleging the Muslim cleric had sexually assaulted him at an Islamic religious school over a period of 3 years. The complaint prompted officers at Lahore's North Cantonment Police Station to register a criminal case against Rahman on June 17 under Section 377, Unnatural Offenses, and Section 506, Punishment for Criminal Intimidation, of the Pakistan Penal Code, SICK, Dawn reported at the time. Lahore police arrested Rahman on the charges on June 20. Lahore police spokesman Arif Ranaft revealed on June 19 that authorities arrested Rahman in the city of Mianwali, located 200 miles west of Lahore, after the suspect fled Lahore in an attempt to evade arrest. Video footage purporting to show an instance of Rahman's alleged sexual assault of the male victim circulated on social media prior to his arrest. Rahman's victim told police he secretly recorded his alleged sexual assault on at least one occasion and showed the footage to administrative heads at Lahore's Jamia Mansourul Islamia religious school, who later asked Rahman to resign over the incident. Dawn reviewed a copy of the victim's official police complaint document and published the following details of the alleged abuse on June 17. He, the victim, said that during the exams, Mufti Rahman had accused him and another student of cheating by getting someone else to sit for the exams. Over this, I was also banned from giving exams at the Wafaq Al Madaris for 3 years, he said in the complaint. He said that he pleaded to Mufti Rahman, but the latter was unmoved. But Mufti Rahman said that he might be able to think of something if I engaged in sexual activities and make him happy. The victim said, adding that he had no choice but to be subjected to sexual assault. Continuing, Dawn relayed. The victim said he complained to the madrasa's administration but they refused to believe him as Mufti Rahman was an elder and a pious man and instead accused him of giving a false statement. S, the victim, said this was when he began recording the abuse and showed it to Wafaq Al Madaris Al Arabian Azim. After this Mufti Rahman started threatening me with dire consequences as well as my life, he said. Wafaq Al Madaris is a body that oversees education at Pakistan's Islamic seminaries. The victim said in his police complaint that because of audio and video recordings, the administration of the Jamia Mansourul Islamia removed Mufti Rahman, which angered the cleric. He added that he was now being threatened by Mufti Rahman and his sons and asked for action to be taken against them. The disturbing video, which surfaced a couple of days ago, stirred up a storm on social media as citizens called for action to be taken against the JUIF leader, Dawn reported on June 17. The newspaper referred to Rahman's recent role as a leading member of Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam, JUI. JUI is an extremist Sunni Muslim political party based in the southwestern Pakistani province of Balochistan, which borders Afghanistan and Iran. The party has historically supported Afghan Taliban terrorists and Sharia law in Pakistan. Rahman is a former leader of JUI who worked as a custodian of Lahore's Jamia Mansourul Islamia Seminary for several years. In recent months he has been seen in photos and videos of anti-blasphemy rallies held to denounce the publication of cartoons in France depicting the Islamic Prophet Muhammad, Britain's Telegraph newspaper reported on June 20.